This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One of the most important early conquests was the city of Damascus. It was one of the capitals of the Byzantine Empire. And Damascus was captured in the reign of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And they converted one of their churches. They purchased it, they converted to the masjid, the famous Umayyad Masjid. It is one of the oldest still standing masjids to this day. A young man decided to travel to Damascus to study Islam, a new convert. His name was Abu Idris al-Khawalani. Eventually, this young man would rise up many years later as an elderly. He would be appointed to be one of the chief judges in the time of the Umayyads. But right now, we're in the beginning of his story. He enters the Grand Mosque of Damascus, and he sees a large halaqah full of people that were senior in age to the sheikh who was teaching. The sheikh seemed to be a younger man in his 40s, and he had a wide forehead and a split in the tooth. That's how he described him. And Abu Idris said, as soon as I saw this man, love of him entered my heart. The respect, the aura of this man, love of him entered my heart. So I tapped somebody, I said, who is this person? There are senior elders sitting here, large halaqah, who is this man? So the companion or the person said, don't you know? هَذَا مُعَاذِ بِنْ جَبَلْ هَذَا صَاحِبُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ This is مُعَاذِ بِنْ جَبَلْ. This is the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mu'adh said, Abu Idris said, I have to get to know him. So he said, that same night I decided to be the first in the masjid so that I could have a one-on-one when Mu'adh came. So I went in the middle of the night waiting for Mu'adh to come. Lo and behold, Mu'adh ibn Jabal was already praying tahajjud behind one of the pillars. So I sat behind him. When he said salam, I came in front of him. And I said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I wanted to tell you that I love you for the sake of Allah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal leaned forward, held him by the collar, and said, did you swear by Allah? Allah? He said, E wallahi, I swear by Allah. Remember, Mu'adh has never seen this guy. First time. Mu'adh asked him a second time, you are saying Allah's name. He said, E wallahi, I'm saying Allah's name. Third time he said, Ey wallahi. Mu'adh then let go and said, then I give you glad tidings. For I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, SubhanAllah, this is the context of the hadith. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Wajabat mahabbati lilmutahabina fiyya. Allah's mahabba is obligatory. Allah's love is obligatory for anybody who loves other people for my sake. So I'm giving you glad tidings that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you. Because you have loved a Muslim for no worldly benefit, for no reason of the dunya, for no tijara and trade. You have loved a fellow Muslim for the sake of Allah. Then I'm telling you exactly what I heard our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say. Dear Muslims, tonight is our final khatira of tonight, of our akhlaq series. And I decided to end it on the whole motivation for akhlaq. The whole reason, if there were to be the backbone of all of these last 29, 30 lectures that we have done, or 28 to be more precise, if there were to be one that really is the motivational factor, why do we have akhlaq? What is the motivational factor that will make us understand akhlaq? It is but one, and that is love of your fellow Muslim, mahabba. One of the main characteristics, dare I say, the real characteristic of iman, As our Prophet ﷺ said, you do not have iman, until you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have iman until you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and until your hatred is directed to those who are enemies of Allah and His Messenger. So love of Allah and loving your Muslims for the sake of Allah, this is not one of the akhlaq. This is the defining characteristic of iman. When you have iman, automatically iman is going to be shown by loving the people of iman. If you do not love the people of iman, you don't have iman. It's that simple. This is not a matter of akhlaq now. This gets to theology. This is one of the khuluq that is intrinsically linked to our iman in Allah. If you really have iman in Allah, you will love automatically, intrinsically. You will love every single other one who has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart is going to be full. The default, you're going to have mahabba. So the end of all of our lecture series, very quickly, because again, this is a long topic. The importance of mahabba fillah. And what will make us understand what is the importance of mahabba fillah. Wajabat mahabbati lilmutahabina fiyya. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, my mahabba, my love has become obligatory for those who love for my sake. In fact, the characteristic of the people of Jannah is that they love for the sake of Allah. We all know that famous hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad that the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm going to tell you a man, the next person to enter the masjid, he'll be the person of Jannah. A man entered and nobody recognized him. He's not one of the big shots, not one of the big names. Nobody recognized him. And so Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As began to speak with him, spend some time with him. And then he began to realize that this person has nothing special over me. So he then said to him, I want to ask you a blunt question. This is exactly what happened. The Prophet said, you're a person of Jannah, but I didn't notice anything in your lifestyle that's different from mine. What is different? So the man said, you know, the only thing I can think of is that every night I go to sleep, and I don't have in my heart any ill will towards another person, any animosity. I don't have bughd or adawa. My heart is pure and clean. And you know, this lecture series in the mornings by our ustad had been qalb salim. This is a manifestation of mahabba. You cannot have love without a pure heart. So the pure heart leads to qalb salim. So the person of Jannah, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is a man of Jannah. Why? Because he didn't have animosity, jealousy, hatred. He had nothing but love for everybody else. He forgave people. He had nothing but genuine care and concern. In fact, in the famous hadith, and also in Sahih Bukhari, our Prophet ﷺ said, there was a man in the previous nations that he decided to visit his Muslim brother for the sake of Allah in another town, another village. And Allah sent an angel, long hadith, I'm summarizing it. The angel asked him a series of questions. Why are you going to visit? Do you have a business transaction? He goes, no, this is my brother in Islam. I'm going to visit him. So the angel said, I'm actually an angel from Allah. Allah has sent me to give you glad tidings that all of your sins have been forgiven just because of your love for your fellow people. That love that you have, Allah sent me to give you those glad tidings. This is what love does. Allah loves you. Your sins are forgiven. In fact, more than this, the Prophet ﷺ said, again, these are all a hadith well known to you. We say them all the time. There are people, he said, that will neither be prophets nor martyrs. Yet on the day of judgment, prophets and martyrs will have some type of jealousy of them. So a Bedouin stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah, they will neither be prophets nor shall they be martyrs. And yet the prophets and martyrs will have a ghibd, they want to be like them. Ghibd here means they want to be like them. And the Prophet said, yes. So the Bedouin said, then describe them to me. Perhaps I can be of them. I want to be of that category. So the Prophet said, they are those who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will place them upon pulpits made out of pure light. Their pulpits will be made out of light and they're going to be raised up and it will be said, these are the people. They had nothing but love for everybody. They had love for everybody. So Allah will raise them up. When they're going to be raised up, even the prophets and martyrs, even though Allah has blessed them in many other ways, but this particular blessing, they're going to wish, I too was on that pulpit and whatnot. So here is another blessing for those who love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be forgiven by Allah. Allah will love you. You are of the people of Jannah. You will not have iman. In fact, in another hadith, he said, whoever has this characteristic will taste the sweetness of iman. ذَاقَ طَعْمُ الْإِيمَانِ. You will taste the sweetness of iman if you love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these characteristics, brothers and sisters, all of these blessings, they come when our heart is full of love. And do you know what other blessing will come? Do you know what other blessing will come? It is one of the most amazing blessings. Because when you love somebody, genuinely you want their good, genuinely you admire them, you want to protect them. Sometimes those people are better than you. Sometimes their iman is better than yours. Guess what? Just because you love them, you might get a free upgrade to their level and status in Jannah. Can you believe? Just because you love them. In fact, this is a beautiful hadith. Beautiful. Wallahi, a hadith that should make every one of us yani go home and think about it, and tears should come to our eyes, because tears came to the eyes of the Sahaba. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ. Anas ibn Malik narrates this. It's a famous hadith in Sahih Muslim and others. Anas ibn Malik said, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? The Prophet ﷺ said, reverse the question. What have you prepared for it? And this shows us you ask practical questions. I don't know when is the day of judgment. Jibreel does not know. The Prophet ﷺ does not know. That question is not going to benefit you. Let me reverse it around. What have you prepared for it? So the man said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have too much salah and too much siyam. I don't have the types of rituals that all of these other, you know, senior sahaba do. But wallahi inni la uhibbu Allah wa rasulah. I love Allah and His Messenger. I have love of Allah and His Messenger. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. The person will be with those whom he loves. Listen to this now. Anas ibn Malik said, we never rejoiced at anything more than when we heard this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the way, Anas heard this hadith, he was 9 years old. He narrated it, he's around 90 years old. Okay, Anas died at the age of 110. Anas ibn Malik narrated this hadith 8 decades later. And he says, and he's crying when he says this. And listen to Anas ibn Malik. He says, فَوَاللَّهِ I am saying to you, I don't have the salah and the sadaqah of Abu Bakr and Umar. I don't have the iman of those sahaba, but I love those sahaba. I love the Prophet ﷺ. I love Abu Bakr. I love Umar. So I hope that because of my love, I will be with them in Jannah. This is what Anas ibn Malik is saying. I don't have their level, but I love them. And because I love them, perhaps Allah will upgrade me to be with them. So subhanAllah, love the righteous, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, even if you are not righteous, even if you are not able to be righteous, your heart should be attached to the righteous. You should have a genuine love of the ulama, of the muttaqeen, of the hufad, of those that are better than you. Have love in your heart for them. Even if you're not at that level, maybe, just maybe, that genuine love, genuine wanting good for them, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you that these are your role models. These are whom you want to be. Yalla, bismillah, I'll let you be with them. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. This is the backbone of all of our akhlaq, brothers and sisters. Why do we do what we do? Why are we encouraging all of us to have better akhlaq? Why are all of these akhlaq that I mentioned of forgiveness and of satr of uyub and of all of these aiming high? What is it all about? It's all about your heart wanting the best for everybody who says the kalima. Your heart forgiving, your heart overlooking, your heart wanting khair and rahmah. This is what it's all about. SubhanAllah, brothers and sisters, Islam is so easy. We're finishing the month here. Allow me just 1 or 2 minutes to go into a bit of a tangent here. You know, sometimes us scholars, sometimes we only talk about rituals and dhikr and salah, and we forget to talk sometimes about akhlaq. And sometimes those that are not in the scholarly circles, they say all of that's not important. What's important is the akhlaq. Fact of the matter is, Islam is only about rituals and akhlaq. Two things. That's all that it is. All of Islam is about simple rituals and how you treat other people. So both of these are important. Let's not trivialize either of them. Ramadan's coming to an end, but the worship of Allah will never come to an end until death comes to us. The month is coming to an end, but not our ibadat nor our akhlaq. So let us take what we have learned. Let us take these iman that we have gained in this month. Let us take the knowledge of the akhlaq we have gained, and let us start implementing it. And all of it is based upon one simple emotion, and that is love. And I conclude this entire series with a simple hadith that every one of you needs to understand and memorize, and we already know it. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and with this hadith I conclude, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This is all that akhlaq is about. How would you want to be treated? How would you want to be treated when you do something? How would you want others to treat you? You do the same when they do it unto you. It's that simple. This is the golden rule. Every prophet preached it. Every single person of Iman preaches and understands it. Do unto others what you want people to do unto you. You do not have Iman until you love for others what you love for yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to the best of manners, for none can guide other than Him. We ask Allah azza wa jal to take away from us and to divert us from all evil manners, for none can divert away other than Him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah لله رب العالمين وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.